We're going to get a shaking and baking. Welcome to Sensei and Sanji. Sensei? Did I just almost say my own name wrong? Sensei and Sanji Pod. Sensei and Sanji Podcast. That's gross as fuck, Sensei. What's up, Haley?
it's a little cringy, but it's okay.
Yeah, man, that's gross. Yeah,
Haley Crawford.
Man, I don't even know where to start. There's been so much in the past few weeks. Good Lord, the world, the universe went to shit over chicken sandwiches. The Amazon rainforest burned, and then we stopped talking about it.
Right, Trump is still retarded. You know, who knew?
But honestly, can we talk about that for a second? Because I just like was recently watching something like last night. I was watching Rachel Maddow, and they said he used $11 million to have this Air Force crew fuel up at an airport that he owns. So it costed $11 million, and that was like more than it would have costed had they gone to their normal stops. And like the Air Force was in on it. But the kicker, like the reason why like it's crazy is the Air Force in on it, like the Pentagon like won't give them no information as to why they made those stops.
Of course not. You know what I'm saying? What a surprise that the government is corrupt.
Yeah, but dude, it's just like, damn. The Air Force, like they said, and that wasn't even the only thing. They say also Pence has been staying at some hotel that like isn't the hotel that he was supposed to be staying at, so that they could save like taxpayer money. So Trump basically, Pence has been staying at a hotel where the money has been going directly into Trump's pocket rather than like us paying for it the way that we should be paying for it. I explained that very complicated because. Whatever, I didn't really understand the story very well, but like, go watch the most recent episodes of Rachel Maddow, and that she fills that shit in.
So if a government official goes to a conference or travels or anything like that, then you know the taxpayers pay that bill type thing. But since they've been going to staying at Trump hotels and facilities, then the taxpayer money. Is going right into his pocket. So
right.
That's the conflict of interest thing that's going on right now. But I'm like, what do y'all expect? The dude been a con, man. Government been shady.
Yeah, but right now, their big deal is like, that they can actually get him on they're trying to actually get him on emoluments clauses, though. Like, it sounds like now they finally feel like they got something that they can, like, here's the proof. We can like get you, nigga. I don't think they're gonna. I still don't really think they're gonna impeach him, but it's like nice to know that there's actually. What's up, TV?
What's
no.
up, Savage?
Yeah, they're not gonna. No, they're not gonna impeach him. But it's nice to know that they have something. We're talking about Trump right now for a second.
Yeah, we're talking about Trump, the retard in chief.
Yeah. But yeah, so but that's the other thing. It's like a bigger investigation. They're saying that basically all this taxpayer money has been going directly into Trump companies and like it's enriching the president. And that's obviously against the Constitution. So it's like all that other shit he did was like, it's not really like it's kind of like the Bill Clinton shit, like like you got your dick sucked, but
or not. And he said, I did not have sexual populations with that woman.
Yeah. No, they're not gonna hit November. Honestly, TB said what?
I said, I don't think he wants to get reelected.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. He's been shutting down other Republican challengers' primaries.
That's just for show. But like when you look at,
he's trying to prevent the possibility of a challenger,
a Republican challenger. That's about it, though.
Well, because it's too.
Who would vote for another Republican?
Who would? Honestly, you say that, but anybody who doesn't, who still desperately doesn't want to vote Democrat, would vote another Republican right now. Like, and the Democrats are kind of making an ass out of themselves. Like, I can totally understand right now if somebody doesn't want to fuck with us. Like,
I blame Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. That's who I blame for all this dumb shit going on right now. Nancy Pelosi, because she's trying to play like she don't like Trump, but she's still in his pocket. And then Mitch McConnell, because he blocks every bill that could benefit Americans. And it's even like middle America have to get hit in their pockets to even wise up. Like all them farmers, all them industrial jobs that he's supposed to bring back, all the tariffs and trade wars he's doing is really hurting the American economy, and I just knew that some shit like that was gonna happen, and I was like, "Yeah, hey, stupid, what you thought was gonna happen?" You know?
But see, now I feel like at least I feel like now it's not gonna. But see, before Pelosi was like pussyfooting about trying to impeach him too. She's all like, "Well, we're above that. We're bigger than that." Like now, the reason why I said I don't think it's a smoking gun or like a peanut or anything, but. Why I think it's something is because now it's not something that's like debatable. It's not something that like we don't know if that nigga really broke anything constitutional. Like that nigga's stealing millions of dollars and enriching his failing businesses. And there's like documentation of it. And he's getting other parts of the government in on it. I don't think that they're going to be able to. I think if they're still investigating that shit too. Like that's just two things out of like an ongoing investigation.
Here's why they won't do it. It's because you can't name one president that got impeached. Nixon resigned and Clinton was out of office before it even came.
I don't think that's a very fair way to look at it though. Cause like we also haven't had a president that's done any of the shit this nigga's done. We've never elected a nigga that said grab her by the pussy. A lot of things have happened that have never happened, man.
Oh baby,
there's never been honestly, and there's never been anybody that's been a way to like been able to like do some shit like that, and still, and there's still like a whole bunch of they also said he's trying to like strong arm Ukraine into coming up with some shit against Joe Biden, so he could basically he's trying to do the same shit that Russia did, where Russia interfered in the election by fucking with social media, by cooking up shit against Hillary Clinton. Like he's trying to get Ukraine to do the same thing. Like, there's some money that we have for the Ukraine. It's like foreign aid. And we're withholding that foreign aid. So, because we're trying to get Ukraine. Trump right now is withholding that foreign aid from Ukraine to try to get them to meddle in the election. So, he's basically telling Ukraine foreign leaders, if you don't come up with some bullshit about Joe Biden, you ain't gonna get this money that your city needs for, like, schools and roads and shit. Or state, country needs them.
Russia is doing like a hostile takeover of Ukraine and all them Eastern European countries and shit. So it's like, what do we expect? But you know, we could talk about Trump for ages. Literally, these people make a living off of us, and it's called CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. And so what we gonna do is talk about this good old yard bird sandwich. Hell out over a chicken sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Like niggas brought up a chicken sandwich and acted like every black business has never received an ounce of support ever. They were just like, "Why don't you support?" Like niggas started bringing up local businesses that don't even sell a chicken sandwich. Like, I see somebody say something about Emery's, and like, bro, I love Emery's, but Emery's doesn't have a chicken sandwich, fam.
Hey, but they got shrimp and grits, though.
No, they have every... That's what I'm saying. They got a whole bunch of good shit. But you know what I mean? Like, to make the argument, like, you ought to go the poor 5th birthday, and like, they didn't even have that product. Like, fuck you, fuck face. Like,
in the same token, do I love mom and pop restaurants cheeseburgers? Absolutely. But is that gonna stop me from 2 a.m. when I'm drunk going to get a double whopper with bacon and cheese on it? Absolutely not. It's not gonna stop none of that from happening. So the question ain't if we can support them like we support the main business. The question is, what should the local companies be doing to attract that type of business? Because at the end of the day, it's a business. You're not entitled to no customers. You feel me? And while I love my black-owned businesses, sometimes they work on that premise of, if you build it, they'll come. And it's not how it goes. It's not how it goes.
Yo, if somebody, if any business in Omaha made something that was good enough to where everybody wanted to talk about it like that, it would do just fine. Like, there's all the people on Facebook that sell food. That shit gets around by word of mouth.
Think about it. You seen that line, like, Time Out been booming way before this chicken sandwich. Well, you can't, if you go at the wrong time, you gonna be in the line around the corner on a Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? So let's not act like local businesses don't get supported. You got Cajun Kitchen, like you said, you got Emirates, you got
Fat Shack had a 45-minute wait all the time. Like,
come on. Let's not act like we didn't support. So it's like, get off that. You know what I'm saying? But in the same token, I just think people just have been craving that type of pandemonium. You know, back in the day in the 90s when all it was TV and no social media, when Furbies came out, people rushed all the toy stores and the malls. Think about Jordans, when they come out on certain Saturdays, people line up and do raffles and fight each other, and people then got killed over it. So people just like that pandemonium feeling anyway. So it's really got nothing to do with Popeyes themselves.
You know, I don't really understand why we feel the need to, like, shame the whole community for it, though. Like, because it's a very human thing. Like, the whole reason I went and tried the motherfucker, and you know what's crazy? In the midst of, like, a Facebook debate, somebody tried to tell me that I tried the motherfucker because other people tried it. What, basically, you a follower. I'm like, well, yeah, but, like, that's why you try most things, isn't it? Like, literally, I went and tried that sandwich on a, like, it was a Monday. There was nobody at Popeyes.
Soon, it's going to be just a random-ass decision. You're going to be the first customer to walk in there like, no, these businesses exist because they're good or because they do something that people like, motherfucker. Like, get off of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, what became, like, the bigger issue, I started to see more posts about people complaining about other people liking it than people saying that they actually liked it. Like, more people hated that anyone liked it. And it's just, it begins to, like, I know it's like the sandwich can only be talked about for so long, but my bigger concern is, like, that happens every time we begin to like anything. And it's, I don't think it's an Omaha thing, but we have it, like, especially bad because we have, like, small town syndrome. Like, where we just, anytime we see a group, we get like annoyingly hipster about it. Like, anytime we see a group of people talking about anything, the cool thing to do is to act like it was never that cool. And I'm just like, doesn't that get old? Like, when does that get old?
Just no reason. Now, I can't lie, the hipster in me is the reason why I didn't try the chicken sandwich. But that doesn't mean that I'm about to get online and like, you guys are all slaves to the machine. Eating the chicken sandwich.
Bro, I saw people going so far as to say shit like they wanted motherfuckers, they genuinely hope people get sick. And I feel like when things like that are said, I don't really feel like it's funny. I don't really feel like, even if you're meaning to joke about it, I don't feel like it's cool. Why do you want people to get sick because they like something and you just didn't want to try it? Like,
people weird, bro. I mean, there's always gonna be some haters, man. But like I said, when Clear Pepsi came out, the Pepsi Crystal, let's just talk about it. That shit was trash, dog. But everybody wanted to get the clear brown soda. I don't know why, but people just fucking did it.
Hey, that shit was kind of weird.
That shit was trash, and it would go flat hella fast. Like, I feel like if they had to put it in a can, it might have banged off. You know, them canned sodas be crisp. But if you got them bottled sodas, them joints be flat as hell, dog. Believe it. So, segueing, since we're talking about, you know what I'm saying, crazy pandemonium, our next thing was jumping into this whole education debate. You had made a post the other day about how people like try to pigeonhole you into picking a career based on like these superficial reasons of what they thought that you liked without ever really talking to you. And I had told you on the post, I was like, you know, when I went to school, I studied opera, I studied classical music. I'm a singer, so why wouldn't I go to school for music with a focus in voice? Right. And I was telling people this, like, you should have seen their faces. They was like, wait a minute, you went to school to study music? Like, you're super smart. You don't want to be a doctor. You should be a politician. All this shit. You like to debate. You know? I'm like, look, motherfucker, if I got to pay for it, I'm going to fucking study what I want. You know what I'm saying?
And, like, college, when people say things like that, it kind of makes me want to say, it kind of makes me want to say back, like, why, you're smart. Why don't you go do that?
Right. And sometimes it was because when I was out in D.C., people are hella bougie, dog. Like, people are hella bougie, and they do have these government jobs, and they are lawyers and doctors and IT professionals. And I'm like, you know, good for you. You know what I'm saying? It's not what the fuck I want to do. I'm not about to go to school and be miserable, then get out of school, get a job and be miserable, and then have a midlife crisis and go fucking hitchhike across Europe and shit because I'm lost in the world. I ain't got no time for that shit.
I had a conversation with my grandparents where basically, like, it was like last Christmas, where basically I was told that my family was disappointed that I did not finish school, and they thought I should finish school because it looks good to employers. It looks good that I can complete something. It's basic, like, it was basically told to me flat out that going to school for education was not the point. And, like, why do we think that that makes sense to... why do we think it makes sense to keep telling kids to play that game? Like, and also, furthermore, we now know, and I don't know, I get that, like, older generations, I clearly understand that people, a lot of older people don't understand this. They grew up in a different time. But, like, today's world, employers don't give a fuck about that. Like, they don't give a fuck that you were able to sit in a classroom and listen to somebody. They don't care about that. It doesn't give them anything to show that you're able to do that job. Some, and I'm not saying all employers don't, because obviously some employers do. But, like, that's the people who, I feel like, honestly, the most correct way to think about the shit, someone commented on that, like, one of my relatives commented on that post and said that, like, you should come up with a plan. And that's what I feel like we don't tell kids to do. And that's what my concern. I wasn't told to come up with a plan to figure out what I wanted to do. I was told to go to school and figure that out later. And that is, like, backwards. Figure out what you want to do after you've already invested money and time.
When really, though, that's only told on the public level, you feel me? But if you go to one of these private schools, they nurturing these kids based off of their interests. You know what I'm saying? They're telling them, okay, you need to be a classic pianist, or you need to be a neurosurgeon. You don't just need to be a doctor. You know what I'm saying? So it's real specialized learning, specialized education. But when it's that cookie cutter shit, they just want you to be a worker because it just feeds that process. It feeds the machine. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we can't expect nothing different. All we can do is when we do get a young mind that's willing to listen, we impart that wisdom on them and nurture their talents.
Yeah, you know that's
what I'm saying? Because that's nobody's going to be happy. They can all this shit, though. Like, they're happy because, oh, you know, I got me a nice little house and a cookie cutter family and a 2-car garage, and I cut the grass every week. This old boring ass Stepford wife life and shit. And that's just the end all be all, which is great. Be stable if that's what you want. But you mean to tell me that Elon Musk ain't living his best life?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I got relatives that pretty much treat me like my self-worth is tied to my education. Like.
What? But here's the deal. You got all these millionaires and billionaires who didn't graduate college, and about 10% of them didn't even graduate high school. But you want to fucking tell me that that's the only route to go to live the life that I want? Hell, my former boss who sold vacuums, he's a high school dropout. And fucking he's a millionaire right now. Because he's a salesman. So it's like you can't tell people, for real, like he's living better than everybody I know who has a college degree. This nigga got a fucking 10-bedroom house, fucking in-ground pool in his backyard, buys whatever cars he wants, travels wherever he wants. Motherfucker don't even got a high school diploma.
I feel like I was scared into college, B. And that's why I really wanted to get into this topic, because, like, I wonder if other people... I always wonder if other young people feel the way that I felt. Like, it was a time in my life... It was a time in my life where when people would say to me, college isn't for everybody, I thought that was a stupid statement. I was arrogant. Like, I thought that that was a stupid thing to say. I was like, how is getting an education not for you? Like, that, there was a time in my life where thinking like that made sense to me. And, like, it's so funny to me now because, like, I am so far removed from that now because I understand, like, I now understand that shit. Like, now having, being out of college for, like, what, 3 years now? Like, having sat in classrooms and felt like I wasn't learning, having sat in UNL and watching my teacher look up shit on Wikipedia, like, I'm like, I'm not learning. I begin to, like, wonder if other people felt like they got, like, sold some shit. Like, because the way it was taught, the way it was brought to me, the way college was presented to me as a young person, and especially in high school, they would show us dollar figures. Like, this is how much you make if you go to college. This is how much you make if you drop. This is how much a dropout makes. They didn't give you any information about what careers they chose, what advisors, what schools, what types of jobs they wanted or anything. Like, looking back on that now, it's kind of ridiculous that I thought that them showing me a dollar figure like that made sense. They took time aside to show the whole class that bullshit. Like, this was a day where they had, like, they had the counselors come in and, like, everybody had to look at this shit and listen to this little presentation they had ready about why we should pick the college, the military, or basically, or you were going to be a crack, or you were going to be a crackhead on the street, and you were going to make, and also the dollar figure they showed me was $19,000. Mind you, they didn't give you like a salary cap to what the person with the degree was making. They just showed you the amount of money less that the person without the degree was making. Didn't tell you what career fields or nothing. Like, looking back on that shit, and I can't be the only person that remembers that shit. Like, I went to Central High School, so I, you know, everybody's experience wasn't different, but I remember that shit, dude. And that wasn't the only time they did presentations like that. That was just when I remember them giving me a dollar figure and me thinking, wow, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money I might not be able to make in my life. Nigga, I'm already making like an average median salary right now without a college degree and a regular job. Matter of fact, I just like talked to somebody today who I was like walking down. I was like walking on the pedestrian bridge. It was like a friend of a family member of one of my friends. And they were like, oh yeah, you work at Mutual? Yeah. Like they were trying to get hired on and they were like, I don't make as much as you. Like, I'm not balling out or nothing, but I make a decent amount. Like, and she was like doing a similar job to mine over at like something like Nebraska Medicine. It's not Nebraska Medicine, but you know what I mean? Like some kind of like medical receptionary work. Like, basically my argument is like all these jobs are paying like similar shit. The ones that aren't paying similar shit, obviously, you know, the shit that you need the degree for is not, we're not being put into the like the work field the correct way. Like the shit that you need the degree for, we're not being told like, okay, come up with a plan and then figure out if your career field needs a degree. We're just being told to go get the fucking degree and then figure it out later. And that's so backwards to me. And like, I feel like I wasted a big chunk of my time. Like, cause now when I go back to school, I plan to go back and finish. I got 3 years under my belt. But when I go, I started off on a criminology degree. Now when I go back, I'm gonna have to change my major and figure that out. And when I chose the criminology degree, my friends thought that was stupid. They were like, well, why would you want to get a criminology degree? You can't make any money with that. Why do you even want to go to law school? 50% of the people that are in law school don't finish. Why would you want to do that? And I was like, well, cause it's my interest. And everyone around me thought it was stupid for me to choose that. And you know what's crazy? It wasn't even really my interest. I'm interested in like talking about law and shit, but like all the mundane things that being a lawyer involves, like nobody told me about any of that. Everybody was just like, oh, Tamara, you like to argue, you like to debate, and you're really smart. You have to go to college to be a lawyer. And I didn't think about, bro,
I said, like, that shit was going to be a scene from Law and Order or something, or the movie Philadelphia, like.
Yeah, like, I was going to constantly be in a courtroom. And, yeah, Tamara would love to be a lawyer if that's what being a lawyer was. If being a lawyer was like being a lawyer on TV, fuck yeah! That's why I went to college. You know what I found out, though? When I went to college, that all these motherfuckers who didn't go to college didn't tell me. And by the way, I was always being much like I'm sure many of my younger counterparts, like on my around my age, I'm sure you were being or anyone else, I'm sure you were being advised by motherfuckers who didn't go to college. Once I found out that being a lawyer required me to do shit like send emails and fucking read like long shit, like, and I wasn't gonna be able to go to sleep and say I didn't want to read it, like. And it's not on an audiobook somewhere. Like, once I figured that out, I realized, oh shit, I'm not interested in law. Like, at the fuck all, as at a career path. Like, ooh.
But you know what was told me? I was going to school. They didn't say, they wasn't like, oh, you know, this education is going to change your life. You'll make this much more. They literally told me, you go to college for the experience, to make lifelong connections. To all this shit. I'm like, motherfucker, I can make friends for about $13,000, $14,000, $15,000 less a year.
That's even worse. They tell you bullshit like that, and then they get you in college, and then they get you paying for friends. But we not gonna talk about that.
Oh, baby. So
we know what they call that shit.
It was fun because I genuinely like learning. But there's so many self-educated people that are successful because that's why when you say get an education, when somebody tells you to get an education versus to go and get educated, those are two different things. You know what I'm saying? So they want this piece of paper. And it doesn't matter if you were fucking had a history degree or you went to school and you got an English degree or a fucking some bullshit ass human anthropology degree or something stupid like that. It don't matter.
Yeah,
they just want you to have, like you said, that 4 years. You can sit somewhere even if it sucks. And who wants to fucking do that?
And that's not what they really want. Because you know what? I was thinking about, before we did the show today, I was thinking a lot about the topic. And I was like, you know what? If I had gone and gotten my degree, do you know where I would be right now? Because it'd be right about now I would have finished school. I would be in the same fucking financial position. Actually, I'd probably be a lot worse off. Because I've been out of school, I've been able to gather about 4 years of customer service experience that I can take to another job.
Like, let me make sure you motherfuckers see this on my face.
Yeah. Like, the same position. Like,
no jobs, bro. You know that if you went to like a technical or trade school, you'd make more money leaving there, and you'd have a better guarantee of a job if you went to trade school. But they're not pushing students and young people into trades; they're pushing them into the schooling, with no promise of a job. They don't partner with any companies to say, okay, these graduates can go to these companies and interview immediately afterwards and have a higher chance of somebody coming off the street.
Oh, and they don't tell you what degrees are worthless. They don't tell you that if you get a philosophy degree, nobody gives a fuck about that. They don't tell you not to get a degree in no bullshit. They just tell you to go get a degree.
Right. So now you got a 4-year bachelor's degree in art history. And what the fuck?
Yeah. And no,
are you going to be like a curator at one 50 museums?
But like, come on, dog. And you know what's more fucked up? Why does that mean that you can't get a certain job? Why does having a certain degree suddenly mean that your education is less valuable? You still studied something. You still put hella time and money into it. But because you studied philosophy and the world doesn't give a fuck about that, it's not good enough. Like, that's another thing I was thinking. Like, my grandparents are the ones who were all mad about it. Like, what if I had gotten a degree in general studies? Would anybody be happy right now? No.
See, I got a math degree, which I don't understand why that exists. You know, like those general subject degrees, like math and history, and you know what I'm saying? Now, I can understand like chemistry. Like my cousin went to school for chemistry. Now, you can be a chemist. You can be a biologist or a geneticist. Like, scientists, that's dope to me. Like, if you always wanted to go to school and be a scientist, that's some shit that's dope. If you always wanted to go to school and be an archaeologist, so you travel the world and study bones, you're like, that's dope. And you kind of need an education for that, because they're not just about to let you walk into a biotech lab. Like, yeah, so I looked up, I went to Wikipedia, you know, so I got science for dummies, so I think I got this. That's not gonna fucking happen. But just like to go and be on Wall Street and you need a 4-year degree, man, kiss my ass, dog. I need Thank a 4-year you. Degree to learn how to rip people off.
Hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy? You know what you don't need a degree for? To be an insurance agent. One of the most important jobs in our
Damn,
fucking.
Baby.
One of the most important jobs in our.
But look, salesmen are the highest paid people in the country. And there's probably 10% of all salesmen that have degrees, and they don't use them to sell things. Trust me, like, and so, but nobody pushes you into sales. They always like tell you to go get a degree. But did you know that if you did 2 years of direct sales, it's the equivalent of getting a 4-year communications degree? As if you went to school for communications.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but people don't tell you that because experience is what wins. Like you said, if you don't give a fuck about that piece of paper, it's not hands-on practical knowledge. It's literally just, can you remember the shit for a test? It doesn't show that you have comprehension skills. It doesn't show your learning ability. It doesn't show anything except the fact that you can pass a class.
But that's where I say, I think we need to dismantle, like, the whole societal idea about it. Like, honestly, I think we need to start talking about that shit for what it is. Like, I think as generations get older, nobody dismantles the idea about it. We just continue to pass that bullshit on. No, if I ever have children, I'm going to make sure that my children understand that, like, this shit is a stepping stone. Like, college is a means to an end. You figure out what you want to do, and then you figure out if it involves college or not. Do not go to college and then figure out what you want to do like your mom did. Don't do that. Like, that's backwards.
And then get out, and you don't even like the field that you're in.
Yeah, and then you find out what you are interested in, you could have pursued. Like, what I'm interested in, bro, I'm not going to have to go back and waste my time to apply for scholarships and apply for financial aid and shit again to go back to school so I can get that degree for the shit I actually want to do. But you know why I didn't do that in the first place? Because motherfuckers made me feel like my interests were not viable. I'm a good writer, but I can write creatively. I didn't feel like I was going to be able to do anything with that. I am interested in music. I have a neurological thing where, like, I can hear the color of every sound. Every sound has a color, and I the eye could do nothing with that. And here I, and you know what? There's a lady in Missouri who does whole TED Talks on that shit. She has it. Same thing, making money.
Yes, that's what Kanye West has. He talked about it on Ellen. Said he has chromosomes.
Yeah, I know. I knew Kanye had it, but that's another thing. I thought, oh well, I don't know how to. Well, I don't play an instrument like anymore, so I don't think I can be a musical. And pretty much everything creatively, it was drilled into my mind by everything subliminally around me and by the people that I was hearing from that I could not survive that way. That I needed to get a practical job.
Think about it. Creatives make the world run. This phone that we're on was made by a creative. These advertisements that we see. Creatives, the clothes that you wear, creatives.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Art fuels the world. Art is everything around you. The only reason companies are able to constantly sell things to us and market to us is because of that constant advertising. No, I'm doing a podcast, but what's up?
Exactly.
I'm showing everyone.
For the wedding this weekend, it's too much, isn't it? With the gloves.
I don't think it's too much. I think it's just enough.
The boys are reason. I think you're perfect.
It's not quite Disney princess vibes. It's like English princess vibes.
Is that too much of a not? No, that's not me. Look. She looked like Lil Bo.
You're like, it's not your. It's not your event. You're good.
Okay. Yeah. Because I just need to make sure I'm not like.
Do you have an umbrella?
Okay.
Or a fan?
And a little Bobby.
You gotta fit. Yeah. Yeah, that's all you need, and then you're perfect. I'm telling her to get a little fan so she can just like, it's hot outside.
No, I told her, look, she looked like the little dog character off of Toy Story.
Bo Peep.
Yeah, a little Bo Peep. That's what I was saying. You gotta get the cane and shit.
Dude, have you seen the new Toy Story? Bo Peep a thug.
No, I haven't.
You said the new.
I'm talking about movies. I'm excited about the Bad Boys for Life, though.
Aw, man. Hey, I'm gonna keep it all the way true with you. I've only seen one Bad Boys movie, and I don't know which one it was. I don't know if it was one
or
two.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. I don't remember which one it was. I've only seen one of them.
That's one of the things like you ain't black if you ain't seen it. It's just where the hell have you been?
I got a low threshold for Martin Lawrence, all right? I'll deal with him for a little bit. Like,
how do you have a low threshold? Martin Lawrence. What's wrong with Martin Lawrence?
After a while, that nigga...
Because he did Big Mama
Died. That shit was funny. but it was, like, funny for all the wrong... Big Mama's House was, like, funny for the wrong reasons. Big Mama's House was just, like, hilariously bad.
True.
No, but...
It was funny.
No, but he be... Maybe it's just me that feels like this, but in his movies, it's not like his TV show. His TV show, his overacting is, like, really funny. But in his movies, he be overacting a little bit. It's like, all right, nigga.
No, yeah, it's a different kind of comedy. It's like Jim Carrey versus Adam Sandler type. Like, Adam Sandler is just, like, ridiculous.
I can only deal with that shit for so long, too.
Yeah, it's hard to watch Adam Sandler sometimes, but he's one of my favorite comedians. But like, if you get to a Jim Carrey, he's more animated. Like, he don't tell jokes, he just acts stupid. Whereas somebody like Chappelle actually tells jokes. He's funny because what he's saying. So, like, comedy is dope, you know what I'm saying? But you got to respect the legends in it. Like, I don't like the Wayans. Like, all them dumbass spoof movies and shit, and I don't like the Wayans.
I love them niggas. Oh my god. Everyone except Keenan. Everyone except Keenan. And I know that's like almost blasphemous to say, But like, Keenan's not. Keenan's so not funny. Funny,
bro. Like after the first scary movie when I was like 10, that shit was corny as shit to me. All them little like spoof movies they do and the shit with the paranormal and like that shit is corny as shit. Like I can't.
No, so not Kenan Thompson. Like Kenan like, Ivory Wayans. Noah ran out. Like, Kenan's not funny like Kenan and Kel. Like, no. He's hilarious. No, he's a gem. Not him.
SNL kind of fell off.
This nigga ran out to protect Kenan Thompson.
He said, hold on. He's the longest tenured actor on SNL.
Ain't it crazy? Yo, ain't it crazy that his career has lasted longer than Kel's? Ain't it wild? You would have never guessed. I would have never guessed.
I don't think it's wild. I mean, Kel was cool, but Kenan was the show. You know what I'm saying?
You think so?
Like
really?
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. You know, it's like a sweet life of Zach and Cody. Like, one of the brothers was stupid and one of them was smart. So you like the other one, depending on what type of shit you like. Like, I don't know. Kel just fell off. I don't think he was a real actor. He was just a child actor type deal.
Wait a second. Hold up. Wait a second. What? Are you telling me to message him because you're interested or because nay?
Yo, they're doing deals and shit.
Oh, I thought you said you were grabbing from someone else. Okay, I got you. Let me hit him. I got you. I'm sorry. I'm coordinating.
Yeah, yo, wow, man. Y'all live, man. We get flagged for this. It's your fault.
No, I'm not. We're good. I'm gonna.
No, it's okay. It's totally okay. Tell the FBI that we're not doing anything.
Nah, we're good. Hold up. I'm gonna save this segment so we don't. I'm gonna save this segment so we don't lose it because I have to message somebody. Give me one second. Like, why'd you even come here?
You might like it. Yeah, he could have fucking got cracking with the Tyson's chicken nuggets out the freezer at home. Throw them Jones in the oven.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then, yo.
So, like, the one time that bit me in the ass, so I'm trying to be all fancy and shit. I'm with my homegirl, Erica, and we went to this Peruvian chicken joint. Now, Peruvian chicken is probably some of the best yard birds you had in your whole life. I don't know what seasonings they put on chicken in Peru, but that shit's dope. So I go in there and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get something else too. And I seen on the menu they had this shit called menudo. And you talk to your Spanish friends, just ask them what menudo is.
I know about menudo.
And I asked Erica, yeah, because she's from Guatemala. So I was like, is menudo good? She was like, yeah, go ahead, try it. And I got this fucking boy, I got that soup and was pissed. I took a bite out of it. And this chewy ass cow stomach lining in water. Boy, I about threw that damn bowl across the room. But I paid $10 for that bullshit, so I ate the majority of it. I ate about 70% of it. It was like worse than chitlins, though.
Yeah, menudo is not really my steez.
Because it's tripe. Who wants to eat cow stomach lining, yo? You're dragging it out. You don't have to eat everything off the animal. You're dragging it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They tricked me.
And she tricked me, and I feel like y'all was in on it. I feel like y'all was in on it. They asked me if I want to eat some goat balls or cow something. No, I don't, sir. Thanks. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Y'all could have told me what it was.
I wouldn't eat balls of anything, but goat. Goat is delicious. Goat is so delicious. Goat is delicious. God.
Just like, have you ever been to a shawarma spot?
Yeah.
And have where they cut the lamb right off the shit, about the little spinning shit or that the Brazilian steakhouses?
Hey, you know about a good shawarma spot around here? Because we can get some shawarma, nigga.
I don't, man. I'm surprised that there's no
shawarma. I know one. Omaha. I know one.
Is it good?
It is. That motherfucker, that place had the best gyro I've ever had, like, in Omaha. It was, it's called...
Drop the name, yo. Don't hold it a secret from me. Drop the name.
It's L... No, you know what's crazy? It's like a name I can't remember. I know where it's at. It's L something Grill. It's over there, like, it's over there off of, like, Pacific, over there by that Walmart. It's L... L something Grill. I'll look that shit up. But
it's not Buffalo Wild Wings, is it? But it's kind of like up the street past 72nd, like heading west.
It's like on Pacific, like you're going to Bergen and Mercy.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's by that Lithuanian spot.
Okay. Right. Lithuanian. What food are they make in Lithuania?
I don't know. I've never been there, but there's a Lithuanian place over there.
And you know what food is good that I didn't think was going to be good? I ain't going to lie. And, like, don't judge me. I know it's from the motherland. But the first time I tried Ethiopian food, I was like, no. But I went in there, and what's crazy is they give you, like, these crepe-like shits. It's almost like crepes. And it's all finger food. Like, there's no silverware. You just eat the shit, pick the food up with the little crepes and shit like that. So the meats, the greens, all that shit, you pick it up. Ethiopian food, like, I would do it again. I would definitely
eat it again. I would check that out. I've never had Ethiopian food, but I...
Sham. I don't know if you've had it. Don't let nobody talk you into these glorified hush puppies. Falafel is trash.
What? You tripping? You tripping?
Them nasty ass.
You wrong. Hush puppies. I don't agree with you. Have you ever been to Amsterdam? Falafel. Have you ever? There's a place, not the country Amsterdam. There's a place called Amsterdam, and they got bomb ass falafel. My homie work at Oasis.
I ain't gonna do it.
Dude, damn, man. I know a place that got bomb ass falafel too. This nigga said glorified hush puppies. Man, you don't gotta.
I'm gonna go to Long John Silver's for that bullshit.
Man, nah. The key, you gotta get the right toppings for that shit. That's the key. You can't just be eating dry chickpea.
I'd rather eat a vegan buffet than that fucking nasty ass falafel.
So. But that's so crazy that like you don't like falafel. That's like one of the Mediterranean things I actually fuck with. Like, you gotta get the right toppings for that shit. You gotta get a little. You gotta get some pets. Some
like, hey y'all, let's go get some lentil soup. Like, boy, if you don't get the fuck out of here, I'm not about to eat that shit. Hell no. So I tried it because everybody was on that. Like, oh my God, you got to go to Black Squirrel and get these falafels and yada, yada, yada. So I walked up in there and the same thing. And they had like a toppings bar and shit. It was dope. They cooked it fresh. It wasn't like it wasn't hot. But that shit was so trash, yo. I ate like 2 bites of it and was pissed. And I went to go get a big slice. Shit, I actually like. I got a big ass slice of pepperoni pizza just to make up for this bullshit they had me try.
Hey. So we never got to get your opinion on the last segment because you wasn't here. So we was talking about the whole, like...
Oh, the poly life. The poly life.
The poly life.
Let's dive in. Right, it sounds like a show on Discovery.
The poly life. The poly life.
It's a TLC show. It's new TLC. Show.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like that weird ass documentary where dating them old ladies, smashing them old chicks. You seen that shit?
Yeah.
That was hella cringy. But fucking, like, I like older women, but there's a limit, goddamn.
Nah, dead ass. Y'all's dragging it. I draw a line. I draw a line at 45.
I draw a line in one of them fucking wrinkles. You better get out of here with that bullshit. You know, crow's feet is okay, but crow's body is a different thing. And this is not body shaming, but old people should date old people. You feel me? It's just keeping it back. But hey, if you 27 and you like all them folds and creases, and you know what I'm saying? She take them dentures out, that polydent. That's up to you. But anyway,
we not promoting ageism. It's just a preference issue.
Disclaimer. I fuck with old people. I just don't fuck old people. It's different. I got this
theory that old bitch pussy tastes like soup. I've had that theory for a really long time.
It's like soup? What kind of soup?
Not good soup. Not good soup. Like soup that's been sitting in a turned off fridge for like a day.
Oh no, so cold old soup.
That's what I'm saying. Cold old soup. Like broth.
Why would you think this?
Cause
why would you like, you know what, she tastes like fire ass chicken noodle.
No, I did not say good soup. I did not say delicious chicken noodle.
But no pussy should taste savory though. If it's savory, it's definitely a problem.
That's what I'm saying. I kind of have a theory that like old bitch pussy, it'd be sitting there like stewing.
No pussy, it's like it's been seasoned with Lowry's. Ain't nobody got time for that. But no, back to the real topic of polyamory, because we didn't fit all deep down the rabbit hole of soupy pussy. As far as the poly life, I feel like I would be okay with it, but I feel like somebody would catch feelings in that situation just because of the sexual thing and the stigma we've had on monogamy and how we're supposed to be monogamous all around. And more than that, I don't think that dudes can handle it like a chick. A female can handle it way better than dudes. And so, because the reason that these dudes is running around here, like, no, I don't fuck, no, you know, I'm a player, I don't fuck these women, because they can't handle the fact that somebody else is smashing that chick. You know, let's talk about it. Dudes can play all this impersonal.
It's a lot of insecure ass niggas out here, dog.
Yeah, she getting smashed, bro. On that Tuesday where you didn't answer the phone, somebody came through and knocked that off. Believe me. She just wasn't about to be devoted to you. Don't quit lying to yourself. Don't kid yourself. So that's why I would actually be cool with the polyamory. Only thing I wouldn't be cool with is if all y'all motherfuckers try to call me all the time. Because I don't dig that. I don't want to talk on the phone. I don't want to text you every day. Go have a life. I feel like people don't have lives, and the only thing they live for is to be in a fucking relationship. Like, dude.
I've been getting to that point in my life. Like, I don't want... I want a relationship where, like, my bitch feels like she can hit me up every couple days and it's okay. Like, I don't want to be up your ass all day. But, like, I feel like we're creating... That's like a whole nother topic we can get into. Like, we have, like, a society of, like, codependent-ass people. Like...
Bruh. And that's why polyamory doesn't work. And that's
people are either, like, codependent or they're, like, ridiculously callous. It's, like, no in-between... Like,
yeah. So it's like in a monogamous relationship, like I see all these posts. Like, it's probably 95% women on my page, right? And they all talk about the same thing. It's not bashing women, but they want a dude to be up their ass, pay for everything, put their mouth on them, and then like deal with that craziness. But fuck that. I'm not, first off, I'm not about to be up your ass. If I want to pay for everything, I just don't hang out with my kids. You feel me? And as far as the sex goes, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But if you tell a woman that, oh, he cheap, he broke, he don't know how to keep no bra. Like, no, I'm not a trick. And this trick culture has changed the game.
Yo, and so then we have a culture of people who think that, like, you have to be financially involved with everybody you want to be romantically involved with. And I don't get that. Like, I don't really understand. I don't really understand you feeling like a nigga needs to pay for anything to sleep with you. You don't got to pay for anything to sleep with me. Does that make me a whore? Does that mean my pussy cheap? Like, no. Like, I just don't. You don't got to.
I don't know where it came from. But it's always the, like, extra pretty ones, too. You know what I'm saying?
You know, hey, nah, hey, that's not even the case no more. That's, like, not even the case no more. That's the sick part. It's, like, sixes. It's, like,
it's glorified.
It's
because of.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Because it'd be the girls that, like, they don't even got shit to offer. But pussy.
Can't even fucking cook. They can't even, like, microwave some shit good.
Yo, not even cooking, like you know, bitches can't even provide, like, the smallest ounce of emotional support. Like.
Right, no, look, I've been in situations like that so much, and this is why, like, monogamy ain't for me. Because, like, I'll test it out on the bra, right? We chilling and shit like that, and albeit my life is stressful and stuff, so I might grieve out a couple situations to be like, man, this is happening. And out of nowhere, they'll just either change the subject or, you know what I'm saying, tune me out and all that. But in the very next breath, get to telling me all the problems that they having with their family and their kids and all that. So I'm like, so you want me to listen to your bullshit, but you can't take an ounce of my bullshit. And this is why monogamy doesn't work for the kid. So if I don't be just stressed and all you really got to offer is some sex, and that's all this what we about to keep it to. And if not, then fine.
And nobody, you know what's crazy? Nobody wants to be treated like they're only there for sex. But that's like what we're really, that's like what we're reducing shit to, though. Like, motherfuckers can't come to each other for any kind of other support other than that. Like, it's pretty much just sex and finances.
Yep. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Nothing but dick and bubble.
If that's what we're going to sign up for, I'd just rather we call it what it is.
No, but that's what I'm saying. At a certain point, that's what you get used to. And, like, so, like, here's the deal. I might consider a monogamous relationship if a chick was intuitive. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I came over there, it's not about you knowing how to cook. You can, like I said, you can put a hungry man in the goddamn microwave or the oven, and that would do just as much for me as if you fucking cooked the home-cooked meal. You just knew I was hungry, so you made me something to eat.
Exactly.
And it's not chauvinistic. It's not chauvinistic because if you was to be like, I'm hungry, then I should be able to cook you something too, you know what I'm saying? Or make you some food too, or take you to get something to eat. But man, these bras literally just, they didn't know what Cyndi Lauper was saying when they said girls just want to have fun. They fickle as fuck, dog. And all they want to do is fuck for $40 and hang out in the club and listen to Meg Thee Stallion and fucking Cardi B.
And I feel like that's why a lot of people, like, honestly, on both sides, like, be single. Because motherfuckers don't have a personality. And I don't feel like we're really being taught how to, like, we don't really have a good idea of how to connect with people properly. Like, honestly, I'm tired of trying to talk about my favorite color with bitches. This is why I, like, stopped texting bitches and, like, I've been happier.
Hey, you know what's funny, though? So I used to lie my ass off in D.C. and not like to get women, just to throw them off. So, like, they would ask all these status checking questions, right? Now, I made enough money, you know what I'm saying? I was a full-time college student, two jobs and shit. I made enough money. I was a Macy's whore, so I was always shopping and shit. But if you're going to come up to me and the first thing you're asking me about is my job and what do I do for a living, you know what I tell them?
You work in sales?
I'm in town for the week. No, I'm in town for the week working on this project with NASA. But since it's a government job, I can't really go into the details. And they was like, oh my God, you work for NASA? I was like, yeah, but I can't really talk about it. Now this whole night, it's basically I'm a fucking like scientist, a rocket scientist.
Nigga, you smooth. I'm finna use that. I'm telling you right now, I'm using it. Fuck all you bitches if you hear it. You're gonna have to deal with it. I'm gonna use it out of state. You better not snitch on me.
It works.
And I'm not gonna say I work for NASA though, because I don't know how that bitch didn't know you were lying. I'm gonna say I work at the Pentagon.
And they'd be like, well, how long have you been doing that?
I'm gonna tell a bitch I work for the SEC.
You feel me?
She's gonna be like, ooh, what's the SEC? Be like, Securities and Exchange, bitch, what's up?
You right, say, you know the Florida Gators, bitch.
Just start naming off organizations the bitch don't even know what they are.
He said, I work for ICE. I work for Homeland Security.
Yeah, I work for Acme.
For real. Oh, shit. I'm going to use that for just to confuse them. It's all worth it just because of the confusion that's going to be on their face. You feel me? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I work for Acme. Wow.
No, but see, I think it's all about like whatever relationship style works best for you. But I don't think I want to continue to be in just monogamous relationships because I feel like I feel like
I'm done with it.
I feel like honestly, I don't want to be with someone that wants me up their ass in a certain way. Like I want. I dated a girl, you know who my girlfriend was, and she would sometimes say little weird things to piss me off, like, oh, well, what if I went and fucked your friend? Like, I want to date a girl who feels like if she wants to go fuck my friend, like, fuck them, and then you come back home. I get to, like, go play my video game and mind my business. And I don't have to deal with it. Like, I don't want to deal with a bitch who, like... I don't want to be super possessive over anyone. I don't want to deal with a bitch that's super possessive over me. Like,
oh God!
Like we can just be like Oprah and Stedman.
Whatever you're watching, watch your pussy.
Huh?
What you got on the screen, fool? I said whatever you're watching is fucking dope. I need to be watching it with you. Hell, shit! What are you watching?
I'm fucking playing Red Dead.
Multitasking like a motherfucker.
Yeah. It doesn't require me to do much. I'm like skinning rabbits and shit.
Oh, it's like Animal Crossing but for the Old West.
Nah, it's like Grand Theft Auto but in the Old West. Yeah, so I'm just like...
Okay. Literally, the horse is grazing and shit. Why do they make the game so realistic, dog?
Yeah, I know, right?
You seen my post. I was talking about the 2K shit. And I was like, there's no fucking way I'm about to work out a virtual character, dog. If I want to do that shit, I go play The Sims. You feel me? Like, The Sims is more, if that's what I'm going
to
be doing.
Hey,
I'm gonna have
you used to have to do that shit on Fight Night. You used to have to really get your boxer in shape.
If you had a boxer, though, like, I play games to fucking forget about real life, not to do real life shit. I don't know, man.
See, because we say things like that, and then next thing you know, you find yourself riding a horse on Red Dead. I'm literally taking my horse down the old fucking town road all the time. And you begin to wonder, you begin to question how you're spending your free time.
Yeah, it makes you question it for sure. That's why I had to stop, yo. You know what I'm saying? It just gets too, it gets to be too much.
No, but I'm
sitting there literally doing fucking warm-ups and shooting drills with this character, and 5 hours done went by. It's not to say that, oh, you need to be being productive or some like superficial bullshit like that. Like, you should be starting a business in that time. Like, no, motherfucker, I'm gonna just be lazy like I was doing and fucking watch TV. I don't want to fucking concentrate on real life shit in the day. I just can't.
Yeah, I don't be getting super into 2K because 2K is like hard. Like, niggas, that shit's. That's just not like super easy. It's just like hard. I don't be feeling like doing that shit. Like, it requires.
Like, you really gotta have like technical skills and your fucking reaction time gotta be on point and shit. It's like a fucking army boot camp and shit. Like, motherfucker, what button shoots the ball?
Have you seen that new shit coming out called Cyberpunk?
Yeah, where they had what's his name? Keanu Reeves. Like a little game character in that bitch. Yeah, he was in like, they had made like a game likeness of him. He was in like a little commercial.
Yeah, now, I saw that shit.
If you're talking about like Soul Calibur and Street Fighter and shit like that, I definitely get down with you on that. But I'm not about to sit there and learn all the moves either. So I'm just about to button mash to win. That's all it is.
See, dude, I wanna say that I'd rather go be doing real activities, but like, then you find yourself on Red Dead, like robbing stagecoaches and picking plants, and you're like, do you really want to go do real activities? Like, dude, because the way Red Dead is set up, it makes you like. Like, Red Dead is really slow paced. Like, it makes me have to, like, you gotta slow down to pick shit up. Like, I have to push a button to, like, I have to push a button to call my horse and shit. Like, it's a very slow paced kind of game. So, like.
Yeah, and think about it. Like, back when I was in the sixth grade and shit, like, World of Warcraft was, like, just coming out. Like, that was, like, the huge shit. But, like, I felt the same way back then because I used to sit there and watch my homie Derek play that shit. He had to go to different worlds, and he was telling me about this character and that character. I was like, this is a fucking course. This is like a college course. This is like school to me. You gotta learn how to play the game. Where's fucking Mario, man? I just want to jump on a Goomba and fucking, you know what I mean, jump into random pipes and go to a different place and have some corny-ass music playing in the background.
Nah, man, that's not what you signed up for. This is a job.
No, for real. Because, like, if you watch them fucking game tournaments, they be winning, like, $100,000, $250,000 and shit. They, like, famous for that shit. So, like, now, in that token, hell yeah, I'm going to learn the buttons. You tell me I can win $10,000 for playing a game, I'm going to learn every goddamn move there is. You better believe it. But until then, I don't know. Give me a shooting game, bro. I'll be cool.
See, that's the beauty of Red Dead, though, because it's like shooting and mundane shit all at the same time. Like, if I want to go rob a store, I can go rob a store right now. But if I want to go just ride my horse and maybe kill some deer, I can do that too.
Like I said, to each their own, you know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking it. It's obviously a market for it. You feel me? People love that shit.
I hate when niggas say shit like, though, like, oh, see how you niggas spend all that time playing video games? You be starting the business. Like, nigga, you had the time to come on Facebook tell us that. Shut up.
Where's your fucking business, you non-video game playing motherfucker? I'm pretty sure you go to work like the rest of us, nigga. Quit fronting. So I never front like that. Like, you're gonna be doing so much more.
It'd be the recently self entrepreneur motherfuckers. Like, it'd be the motherfuckers who just decided to go into business for themselves.
Yo, babies. Like, yeah, see, I've decided to change my life, and I have a plan for it and goals, and all you guys are wasting your time. Like, there's video gamers that make more money than you.
Yeah, like, you niggas sound like the Everest commercial. Shut up.
Right. Are you sitting on your couch right now? It made me feel like a bum from the age of 13. Like, damn, motherfucker, I'm sitting on my couch. School was stressful today.
You're sitting on your couch anyway. You're not doing anything. I don't have a job because I didn't go to. I don't have a job because I didn't go to school. I didn't go to school because couldn't get a job. Like those fucking Education Quest commercials.
Babies, all them like fucking weird ass new colleges. Like anybody can just make a college. I remember Master P had a college. Like, dude, I'm not going to that, bro. I'm not going
ICDC to a college.
Yeah, I'm not going to a college that was started by the same nigga that made Mr. Ice Cream Man.
He started that? Was that really him?
Yeah, the ICU shit, yeah. ICC, whatever the fuck that was. Yeah, him and Romeo. They funded that shit. That's like Trump University. I'm not doing it, dog. Not. Or fucking when I called up the University of Phoenix, it was like, oh, it costs $43,000 or something. It costs $43,000 a year for 2 years. I said, well, if you don't get the fuck out of here, this
that's not true. That's not really true, is it? Nigga, that's more than Creighton.
Come on, yo. Come on. Niggas is paying that too, though. That's why I said it's a sham. It's a sham. So what I'm going to do is, I'm about to start up. I'm about to bring back the Pet Rock. We about to get cracking with some pet pebbles. You know what I'm saying? Go paint some faces on some pebbles. And, you know, let these kids' imaginations grow and make their parents buy these fucking rocks with faces on them. I'll ask your boy. For real. So, yeah, I mean, this segment, man, it's good to be back. You know what I'm saying? I had to take a couple weeks off. You know, we definitely gonna book more. And, you know, I might try falafel again, but if it's trash this next time I try it, it's dead forever.
Let's go together, so man. Let's go to Oasis. Let's go to where Bro works at.
Emotional support if it's trash. I'm gonna need that. So no, let's check out the falafel spot. Let's start doing some reviews on restaurants and shit.
Honestly,
falafel spot.
We could start going to try going and eating everybody else's chicken sandwich and saying if it's good or not.
Yep, all these local businesses and give them some real reviews.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Real footage. Yeah. And we can start doing our YouTube segments and shit like that.
You ever been to Emery's yet?
Did you ever?
Oh, yeah, you've been to Emery's.
No, I haven't been. But the thing with Emery's, though, sometimes, like the hipster in me, I can't deal with, like, bougie black folks. And sometimes that I feel like that's the crowd. Like, I really can't, yo. I really can't. Like,
it was cool. That was real nice to me and Oz, man.
I'm not talking about the workers. I'm talking about the customers.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Pinky up, black people.
It's hella cringe. Yeah, it's hella cringy. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You stay out west in a fucking cookie cutter house and you drive a new car. Yay for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just the hipster in me. But I'm going to give everything a chance. I got to get outside of my hipster box. You know what I'm saying? Try new things.
Yeah, man.
But yeah. So just hit me, yo. I'm about to go and do hood rat things with my friends.
Word.
On Sunday.
I'm going to go continue taking my horse down the old town road.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure them virtual parents are complete for the kids.
I don't garden on this game. I shoot people.
So it's not like Animal Crossing.
No, it's like some outlaw shit.
It's a completely different. Yeah, no, I dig it for sure.
Yeah, you like you like gangbanging in 1899.
You out there giving motherfucking staff infections.
Dead ass.
Rusty knives. And
motherfucker.
Brand new thing called syphilis.
Motherfuckers got gang violent. Like, that's what the main character is. He's, like, in a gang. And, like, basically they're, like, on the run from the law all the time because niggas is, like, not cool with cowboys and outlaws no more. They're trying to be civilized because it's going to be the 1900s. So that's what the game is about. So you the last you the last of the Mohicans of the gang, niggas?
On babies. Like, well, I think it's about time I get me a real job. Can't shoot motherfuckers and rob trains.
Yeah, man.
I think it's about time I hit that old dusty trail.
Hit the old dusty trail. Yeah, man. Good segment. We'll get it cracking again next Sunday.